Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm Melissa Redpill. I'm so glad to be on with you. It's the 28th of June, 2026, and we are going to be talking about what you must know about the Fauci Labs, the Bidens, the Federal Reserve, and the IRGC being gone. That's what President Trump just said yesterday. So let's jump right in. We're going to have a great time. If you're new here, this is my website right here, melissaredpill.com. I have tons of resources over there, over 1,000 videos that since we've been in this battle since 2017, 18, something, I think it's the spring of 2018. And so I think you'll really like it. We connect what 17 talks about, but also how this is biblical, because this is the true takedown of this satanic criminal cabal called the Antichrist in the Bible. So yeah, you'll really like it if you're wanting to know how this is biblical. I'm your girl. I am your girl. I'm glad to see you guys over here. Give me a thumbs up if everything's A-okay. I'm glad to see you, all of my wonderful moderators. Thank you, everybody, for all you do to help make sure this all goes pretty smoothly sometimes. Not you guys, it's me mostly. All right, so this is what President Trump, I want to start off with this. This is so wonderful. President Trump said that this is our heritage. This is our history. This is the destiny of America to be the greatest, most incredible country to ever grace the earth. I want you to hear that out of his lips. It is the truth. We are so blessed. I want you guys to always remember that we have this amazing destiny to rescue the world. That is really our destiny as the Omer, the Omerica. And I'm going to move this over just a little bit so you can see what I'm talking about. So right behind me, I have the beautiful bundle of grain. It's called, in the Bible, it's called the Omer. And that's where we got our name. It was not from America, Vespucci. It was not from him. I'm sure he's a nice guy. If he really even was a guy, who knows about that. But either way, our history, the truth is, our name came from the Omer bundle. Our forefathers knew all of this. They knew our destiny. They knew that we were destined to rescue the world. But I want you to hear from President Trump what he had to say.
In 1776, our founding fathers met in Philadelphia and changed the world forever at the thing called the Declaration of Independence. Tonight, as we stand on the edge of our 250th year of independence, I am thrilled to declare that America is back. Our country is strong again, our country is wealthy again, and our country is safe again. America is once again a nation of self-respect, dignity, and pride. This is our heritage. This is our history. And this is the destiny of America to be the greatest, most incredible country ever to grace the earth.
Oh, yes. Thank you, President Trump. He just says it in such a way that just makes my heart just so happy. I know you guys do too. He is talking about that we, you know, what a lot of people have just recently seen coming over here with the FIFA, the world games, the soccer games happening in America. They're like, wait, we were told America was horrible, and now we realize America is terrific. And I think it's just a beautiful shot in the arm for us. That's not the best way to say it. It's just a beautiful way for us to think of ourselves, because we've been so pushed down to think America's terrible. They brainwashed so many people. And I was literally in the store yesterday, and I saw a young man, you know, buying an American flag. I'm like, well, that's a good sign, you know, for people to be proud of America and to want to put the flag out. That's a very good sign. We're actually got flags for all of our neighbors. We're going to be putting them all throughout our neighborhood. And then I put some by the front door, and, you know, just making everything look very festive for our wonderful celebration of our freedom. And that's really what we declare in our personal lives too, is we declare freedom. You know, the Bible says that where the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom, and we're free from the enemy that wants to plague us and our lives and destroy our lives. And we're free from this big enemy that has been doing the same thing for all the world. That's really biblical. Freedom is biblical. I talk about that in my most recent book, The Golden Age. Talk about the golden age of truth and the golden age of justice and the golden age of peace. Well, there's one chapter called the golden age of freedom. And so it's a beautiful thing that the Lord wants us to be free. He wants us to be free, because he knows that when we are free, then we will flourish. And I'm going to talk about that here in a minute, because I really do believe our new Fed chairman is really trying to help us to have that experience, that freedom in the market. So we'll get to that in just a second. But first, I'm going to show you some great things about what President Trump has been posting on 17. And so I got to be careful with this, because I got kind of trouble the other day on FluffTube. This is what President Trump just posted. And then we're going to get to the Fauci stuff and all that. But he just posted this picture of himself at 20 and Obama at 18, showing the vast difference between the two. You know, just a totally different way of living their lives, obviously. And so, but what many people didn't know, but that we know as the followers of the 17 board, is that this was post 4205, dated May 11th, 2020. It was the exact picture that was in on the board. And so President Trump is coming out with it. He's coming out with it on the daily that he is leading this 17 movement. And so, you know, it's going to force the question. We're going to get to that post too. This is huge for him to not be holding back. And it's actually, I'm not going to play the song because I know I would get dinged, but it's there's a song that he just posted about, you know, I threw your bleep down the stairs and I smashed my car into a wall. I don't care. You know that song? It's basically, he's saying, I'm putting the hammer down. We're going full speed ahead. We're going to destroy you, and I don't care anymore what I'm not going to hold back. And for him to be posting this when it's very clear that this is from the 17 board, you know, and I really encourage you guys to share this information. This is over on my all of my social media. I have a wonderful Tammy and my Colleen, who helped to post all over social media so that we could get all this information out. And they're just wonderful, wonderful. I have such wonderful moderators on here, and so, you know, we've been putting all of this out there, and it's a big deal. It's a big deal that that this is the day when finally we're getting to see him come out that he's pro 17. He's leading the 17. We knew it. And here everyone else is getting to see it. So thank you to my wonderful team who helps to get this truth out. So definitely go and share that. So I'll grab it real quick and I'll put it into the chat so you guys can I'll just put on here 17 post. I'm afraid to put anything else on there. All right. So then the next thing that he posted was this post right here. And Captain Kyle Patriot noticed this. Okay. Here was the original post, and he caught that it's a 17, the letter that begins the word quick or quantum. I didn't see it. I love anons. They catch everything. You see it there? It's, yeah. So check out what Captain Calpatriot noticed on post 2347. It says, important moment in time. The picture will be the signifier. The signifier will force the question about 17. And it will be answered. Because all this time, President Trump has acted like, you know, plausible deniability. And, oh, if these people are against, you know, pedophiles, then that's a good thing, right? But he just kind of skirted around it. But the question will be answered. So do you guys think that this is the picture that he's talking about in post 2347? What do you guys think? Very, very, very possible. Or this one. Either way, the things that have come out in the past week are, you know, clearly letting the world know that he is leading the 17 movement. And so, but still, and all, I'm having to be careful on FluffTube, because the other day I was talking about it too openly and I got kind of in trouble. And so I'm trying to protect the channel, but eventually it's going to come out. It's going to come out. And so, yeah, just be ready for that. But here's it really bringing out the question for him to answer plainly. For him to post these things is one thing, but for him to answer the question plainly is yet another. Because the 17 board is very, very powerful. It talks about a wide array of issues. And that's, I'm so thankful for it, because that's what has caused the Great Awakening. Was all that information that came out. Nothing top secret. It's just information that was, you know, was out there in the world, but how would you find it? And so they just kind of compiled it into over 4,000 posts. All right, so the other one is this one. I think this is very interesting. President Trump is talking about the dumb, the Democrats. He says, many people don't know there's a B. Well, everybody knows there's a B on the word dumb, right? Right? What is he talking about? Is he referring to the underground military bases? Is he saying that they've been triggered to go to hide underground? Okay, I'm gonna quote to you the verse in Revelation chapter 6. It says, "Then everyone, the kings of the earth and the rulers, the generals, the wealthy, the powerful, and every slave and free person, all hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. And they cried to the mountains and the rocks, 'Fall on us and hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come. Who is able to survive?'" We all are familiar with this verse, and is it fulfilled by them going to their dumbs, the underground military base? So I want you to hear what President Trump says, and what I want you to tell me what you think.
48 Biden and the radical left Democrats. I change the name. It's dumb. I use it. I will probably always, until they become reasonable, I'll use a U instead of an E. It's very simple. Most people don't know there's a B in dumb. So
who doesn't know that there's a B in dumb, right? I think he's talking about the underground military bases. What do you guys think?
It's a very simple change. I take out the E and I put in the U, and they're Democrats because their policies are so dumb. So that came out a little while ago, and they hate the farmer too. So do you know that they hate you? You know that, don't you? Anyway, the Democrats, they gave us the worst inflation in the history of our country, 48 years to be exact. And they crushed farmers with the burdensome restrictions. And my first term, we had an agricultural trade surplus. Biden took that surplus and turned it into a $50 billion agricultural trade deficit. We had a big surplus with the farmer, and he took it in. I couldn't believe it.
Okay, so he's meeting with the farmers there at the Oval Office in the Rose Garden. And so I just found that very interesting that he's saying most people don't know that dumb ends with a B. Well, yes, they do, right? Unless you're talking about underground military bases, right? So I have a feeling, and also basically talking to them. Now we can see through it if we're really watching and thinking like an anon. But I don't know if, you know, most people would really probably wouldn't catch it. They just think he's still talking about changing the Democrats to Democrats. But anyway, I just think that this is going to be fulfilled, no doubt. and that they're going to hide in these underground bunkers thinking, okay, well, we're going to go under here and hide. And while they do, you know, blow up the world, potentially, but that's not going to happen. And then they're going to be easy pickings, that they're the Democrats. They're so dumb that they're hiding underground thinking that they're going to be safe. And they're just easy to be arrested. We're just lock them in there and be, they can't ever get out. Wouldn't that be a fitting prison? Wouldn't that be a fitting prison? You know, and the basically the mountains and the rocks would basically have fallen on them because they're, if you can't get out, I think that this horrible thing that happened in Venezuela with these buildings falling was intentional. You know, from the, we've already heard about, you know, they have these new weapons to do something horrible like that. It's awful. You know, got to be saved from these people. The, you know, whatever they would attempt to do worldwide has to be stopped, has to be prevented, because these people are pure evil and they want to go where they're safe. Well, they're Democrats. It's the dumb ones who joined in league with the criminal cabal. That's the ones. Those are the ones who took the quote mark of the beast. If you're not familiar with that, I talk about that in my book, End Times in a Thousand Years of Peace, what the truly the mark of the beast is. If you're new here and you don't know, it's the good news is we're not going to have to worry about this. You know, oh, you've got to take the mark so you can buy groceries. That was misdirection. That's not true. The truth is that they took the mark. They did a deal with the devil. They are the ones who are dumb, going into the dumbs, and they're going to be so afraid. They're like, we have to go underground to let the rocks and hills fall on us because we can't face this judgment. Well, they're going to have to face the judgment. That's the basically what this passage is talking about. But that's in this one right here. It's like I said, $2.99 on Amazon. And also the audiobook for all my books are on melissaredpill.com. So definitely check into that. But anyway, so this verse right here in Revelation chapter 6, it says, it's talking about the different seals and unsealing. Those seals are about unsealing the truth. And that we're you know, coming out of this darkness and coming out of this confusion. And at the end, after everything is unsealed, then that says the kings of the earth all hid themselves in the caves. It's not kings as what you would normally think of as kings, but these powerful minions of the New World Order, the ones who think they're the winners and they're the ones in control of the world. They hid themselves in the caves and amongst the rocks of the mountains. I really do believe that's what the dumbs are about, is that they're this fulfillment of this prophecy right here, them crying to the mountains, fall on us and hide us, because they know that judgment is coming and they're trying everything they can to prevent judgment from coming. Then they can. All right. So here are there they are right here. The book, say booze. That's not what it is. Books. Okay. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy that and also like listening to it. And it, if you've heard what they told us about end times and or watched some of the movies about end times, it's going to take a minute for you to come out of, sorry, the brainwashing, but it is, you have to come out of the brainwashing, but it's end times. Just never forget. It's the end times for them. It's the end times for them and a thousand years of peace for us. If you want news about the truth about the wonderful minor prophets, check out Major Clues from Minor Prophets. You will love it. The books will be open to you for the first time. Likely, you know, you've never seen them like this before. They were talking to us and how we're going to defeat this criminal cabal. All right. So I want you to check out this. President Trump says there's going to be this large fireworks display in Washington, D.C. And I want you to listen to it and tell me if you think, and I talked a little bit about it yesterday, you know, do you think that that's really this, that I think it'd be so appropriate for us to defeat them on the 4th of July, you know, rockets, red glare and bombs bursting in air, you know, safe for patriots, safe for the white hats, safe for the good guys, but devastating for the bad guys. So check it out.
Tonight, right here on the National Mall, we are beginning the most unforgettable birthday party any country has ever seen. Oh, you're going to have a good time. You're going to have a good time. This evening, it's my honor to officially kick off the celebration with the Great American State Fair. It's going to be great. It's going to be unbelievable. So from today through July 10th, this event will showcase all 56 states and territories. There will be no military flyovers. And I want to tell you something. because they're going to be beyond flyovers. There'll be something like you've never seen. You get just a little tiny glimpse of it tonight. By the way, how good is our Air Force? How good is our... Nobody's ever seen...
Something like you've never seen before. Of course, you know, he's such a big salesman, but you know, I wouldn't mind it. I'm ready at any moment, President Trump. We are all ready. Yeah, but he says you're going to have a good time. The good time we'll have is if these people are locked up. That's when we'll have a good time, right? That's, you know, we're just going to keep fighting. Now, if you are, I'm going to just jump in here and talk about Fauci. So definitely, if you are like this type of information, hit the like button. I want more people to come in here and hear this information because it's really important that we're talking about what is the truth that you need to know about. Let's start with Fauci, and then we'll talk about the Federal Reserve here in a second, and the Bidens. Okay, so here we're going to get started. All right, Fauci, as we all know, is the number one criminal of the world. You know, it came out this week that he's basically responsible for 7.1 million deaths. Can you imagine what a dark, dark, dark soul, really, creature. And so he was the one who was leading the gain of function. And that's what, thankfully, Tulsi Gabbard has exposed, that he was responsible for this, even though it was against the rules to do so. And so I wanted to show you this from Barbara Boyd at Promethean Action. She had a really good video about this, so you might want to check it out. And she was connecting the dots that Biden, when he went into office, he pardoned two people. One was Fauci and one was Hunter. Well, you don't pardon someone unless they've done something wrong, right? Some kind of crime. So anyway, or ostensibly some kind of crime. Why are you? I thought he saved the world. I thought, by all accounts, Fauci saved the world. But he knows. He knows what he did. And so he pardoned Hunter and he pardoned Tony Fauci. Both started on the exact same month in January 2014. And what is that? She's saying that's not a coincidence. That's a confession. So what happened in 2014? And so here's a summary of it. I'm going to read it to you because it's a little bit small. But basically, in 2014 was when they offshored the gain of function research to various labs, some in Wuhan in China, some in Ukraine. Okay. They start on the same date in 2014. The U.S.-funded biolab empire, it's an interesting word, way to phrase it, a biolab empire or network centered on Fauci, drawing on recent document releases by outgoing DNI Tulsi Gabbard. So thankfully, she has released this. Before, we would say that this has happened, but we didn't have necessarily all the documents that she released on her way out the door. So in 2014, Obama gain of function paused or banned. The U.S. paused certain gain of function research domestically, allegedly pushing it overseas. So taking it out of the United States, so it's outside of the review, and so it's taking it overseas so they can get away with more of their crimes. And that's exactly why so many of these things. For example, a lot of these factories have gone overseas because they don't have to be fair with their employees. They can use materials that are toxic. They can do all kinds of different things to them in outside of America. Whereas in America, you have to pay the wages. You cannot, there are child labor laws. You cannot use these toxic materials, et cetera. Anyway, so they pushed it overseas so that they could get away with doing this gain of function research. And the NIH funding was routed through Echo Health Alliance. Remember that, Echo Health Alliance, to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for bat coronavirus research. Now, I'm going to stop just super quick on that portion because I want to connect some dots to make sure that you know this. This is Dr. Daszak. And Daszak, I don't know exactly how to say his name. Anyway, he is the one who was leading this gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab. And so here is the picture of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And so he has been debarred. This is from the oversight.house.gov. I want to make sure that you guys have a link to this. I'll share that over in the chat right now. he has been debarred for pandemic era wrongdoing. Now, I would say, allegedly, he's in cahoots with Fauci. Today, the Oversight Committee said, after an 8-month investigation, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services cut off funding and formally debarred Echo Health Inc. and its former president, Peter Daszak, for 5 years based on evidence uncovered by the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. Okay, this was done in January 2025. This is not new news, but I wanted to make sure that you understood he's the one who was heading up this lab in Wuhan, and he has been debarred. So he's been in big trouble. All right, so I want you to see that. Then connecting the dots to Hunter. How does Ukraine come into this? After the 2014 Maidan Revolution, they had a coup to take over Ukraine. The Pentagon-backed contractors, Metabiota, expanded the biolab work there. Okay, so we've already talked about this many times, that there are biolabs in Ukraine, and they're connected between the Metabiota and Echo Health. So what was, oh, so I'll get to Hunter's role in this in just a second, but this coup that happened was planned. We know, you know, this is how they do it. This is how our government, our CIA, runs these coups to take over these governments so that they can do this evil, nefarious things in these countries. This one in Ukraine, to have all these bioweapons labs where they can get away with anything they wanted to do, as well as the trafficking. We, you know about that. And that is exactly why Putin went into Ukraine to clean out these bioweapons labs. This is when, if you remember, when Rubio asked the question to her name, I don't remember, but anyway, he was asking the question when she was appearing before Congress, and you've got her saying, oh, we're so worried that Russia is going to come in and get some of this highly dangerous material. No, the Ukrainians, remember that chick? Okay. Anyway, so this is exactly why they went in, because they're trying to stop these people from this outrageous bioweapons labs in Ukraine. So they could do this because of this coup that happened in 2014. I'm just trying to help connect the dots for maybe those who haven't really been looking into this lately, but it's coming up in the news. And I wouldn't be surprised if something big happens to Fauci soon. Anyway, Pentagon-backed contractors, especially Metabiota, expanded the biolab work there. Hunter Biden is alleged to have helped raise millions for these related efforts. So that's the thing up to connect with Hunter. So he is over, as you remember, he worked for Burisma. And he, let me read this portion to you. So this is a big dot, it's lots of dots to connect. Emails retrieved from Hunter Biden's laptop, the one that was abandoned in that repair shop, confirmed that his investment firm, Rosemont Seneca, invested $500,000 in Metabiota, right there in Ukraine, and helped raise millions to more investors like Goldman Sachs. Why would they hand over all this money? Is there a big market for bioweapons? Well, there is if it's the criminal cabal is intentionally trying to harm humanity. And that's a bitter pill. That's a tough pill to swallow. My name is Melissa Redpill. I'm just going to tell you the red pill right now is that these people are literally trying to harm humanity. And Barbara Boyd brings that out too, talking about that. Was it Prince Philip? You know, that he was saying he wanted to come back as a virus to destroy, to kill off some of humanity. Who says that? These people are, you know, sometimes let their true feelings come out, that they are not trying to save humanity. They're literally trying to destroy humanity. And that's why you might want to go and watch. I'd really encourage you to watch this video that I did yesterday, because this is the one right here, Melissa Unleashed. This one, I talk about cancer and what is going on in the cancer industry. Are they really trying to save, or is it something much more nefarious? Okay. So I'm going to grab this one super quick. I'm going to grab this because I kind of talked, what do you call it, in code on this, because these people, you know, I'll get banned if I talk about some of these things. So I'm going to just pop this into the chat, and I would really encourage you to watch that and really, you know, grapple with that. For us to, in our minds, in our hearts, to understand these people are not playing around. They literally are the Antichrist. They literally are trying to destroy humanity. Okay. So, but back to Hunter. So he's, yeah, why would they invest in bioweapons? That's really the issue. Is there, this is, they've joined in league. They've sold their soul to the dark side. They've taken the mark of the pure evil beast. That's the whole point. If they have chosen to join in league to kill humanity, this is exactly what I'm sitting here saying about Fauci, is he did this, and it wasn't accidental. It's really what the crux of Barbara's video is. Was this accidental? You know, they didn't. This was on purpose, and they had this predict program. This was a programmed operation. They put these bioweapons in where they had no oversight, in Wuhan and in Ukraine, so that they could leak this out and have, oh, it was an accident. There was, Peter Daszak was removed because of him not protecting these highly dangerous pathogens. Okay. So back to Hunter. Hunter is credited with introducing Metabiota to Burisma, the Ukrainian gas company, where he served on the board for projecting and for a project involving high biosecurity labs in Ukraine. There you go. That tells you why they had to be pardoned. But this is the thing, and Barbara didn't bring this out, but you cannot be pardoned for a crime against humanity. No one can expunge that guilt from you. Justice is coming if you have done such a thing as this, that you cannot be pardoned for a crime against humanity. Okay. So I just wanted you to see Metabiota is a San Francisco-based pathogen research and disease surveillance company, subsequently secured tens of millions of dollars in contracts from the U.S. Department of Defense to work in Ukraine, often as a subcontractor to Black and Veatch. So all these names I want you to be familiar with, so that when this information starts to come out, then you can help to share this, and you'll have at least some basic understanding of it and how it to put it all together. Okay. While these emails substantiate that Hunter Biden facilitated funding and business connections for Metabiota in Ukraine, fact checkers note that Metabiota's work focuses on epidemic prediction and public health resilience rather than biological weapons development. Okay. Yeah, you can say that, but the proof of it is, why is he getting a pardon? You know, because, you know, this was clearly the latter is a weapons development. And they said, oh, this is for epidemic prediction. That they had been doing this predict program up until the moment COVID struck. They've been, basically, that was their planning mechanism. All right, so I want you to see that, and also she references a May 2020 Lawrence Livermore assessment reportedly describing Wuhan as a fitting criteria for an accidental release of an engineered coronavirus. A Fauci-steered Biden-era reviews toward a natural origin narrative, right? He's all on the news. He's working. He lied about it, but he was working Tulsi Gabbard released this, that he was working with the intelligence community to control the narrative about how this was what happened. And the truth was, this was leaked on purpose. And they clearly didn't want that truth to come out. He influenced intelligence assessments and lied to Congress about his knowledge and role. So how many times did we see that little creep on the TV? He was trying desperately to control the narrative, and he was controlling it because the media is so easily controlled. They just walk in lockstep. Again, they are all in cahoots on all of this. And we, as patriots, were trying to share the truth about it to try to save lives, and we were banished. So what does that tell you? You know, anytime they're trying to silence people, it tells you that, no, we're not crazy. We're telling the truth, and they don't want anyone to know. But the truth is coming out. And so this is really important information. So definitely share this. A web of U.S.-funded bioweapons labs dozens cited in Ukraine and elsewhere, dangerous pathogen research, as in, you know, anthrax, you know, had so many different kinds of pathogens over there, Ebola. They are an alleged geopolitical aims linking the pandemic, Ukraine developments, and technocratic control. So this is what it is all about. And I want to make sure that you had the connections between this guy, Peter Daszak, and the Wuhan lab, Echo Health, all over there, and then the bioweapons labs in Ukraine, and how they were all moved over there in 2014 because they did not want the oversight, because they knew they were going to do this, getting ready for this this huge pandemic in this PREDICT program to get this kicked off. And they did it just like, you know, just like we knew that they would do something like this. They've all, you know, they've had these predictive programs on, even on movies. And that's exactly what they did. They didn't just plan it. They did it. They tried it. And amazingly, you know, weren't able to wipe out the world like they tried to, like there was their intention. All right. So I wanted you to make sure you saw that. Hopefully that is helpful information. Oh, here's about the PREDICT. I want to show you about that. PREDICT was a multi-million dollar USAID Emerging Pandemic Threats Initiative aimed at detecting and preventing zoonotic diseases, viruses that jump from animals to humans, through field sampling, lab work, data analysis, and capacity building in hotspots worldwide. That's what they say it's for. We always think mirror. We always think opposite. Right, the PREDICT program was not predicting, oh, how do we avoid this, right? Like they're saying, to detect it and to prevent it, but it's actually to plan it and to orchestrate it. And there's no other explanation when all these pieces of the puzzle come together. And like I said, with the Echo Health Alliance led by Peter Daszak, doing the risk modeling and accidentally releasing these viruses, and then of course the metabiota. Okay, I wanted to make sure you saw that the USAID that was getting tons of money from Fauci to run this operation to predict, right? All right, so there you go. Hope that helps. Hey, does that help? Is that helpful? I hope it's helpful. It's helpful for me. All right, so here, make sure you hit the like button, everybody. Make sure you're subscribed, and so that we can share this information very easy to understand. I try to make it fairly easy to understand, and appreciate everybody who's trying to get this truth out there. All right. So now, this happened this week. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down the activist judges that were upholding President Trump's policy to turn away the asylum seekers, invaders, before they entered the U.S. at the border. So they said, no, Haitian, this is temporary. This is not permanent. They're mad because we've been here for 10 years. Well, it was temporary. Temporary means temporary. It doesn't mean permanent. Okay, so yeah, he calls them out. So check this out. Thank you, Alito.
Both you and Justice Sotomayor and Justice Jackson on several occasions have used the phrase arriving at. I think you said you arrived at your house, but that's not the term that is in the statute. Do you think there is no difference between arriving at a location and arriving in the location? Does a person arrive in the house when the person is not in the house and is knocking at the door, asking to be admitted to the house?
Yes, I think here the door is open. The officer is standing on the other side of the threshold.
Yeah, okay. So they're doing their best. You got to hand it to them. As attorneys, as lawyers, they're trying their best to say, oh, well, the person is right outside the door and they deserve to come in. They're at the door. They're at the door. Well, but they're not in. And so you can't have, you know, they're not citizens. Bottom line, they struck down these activist judges who are trying to convince us that these people deserve to come to America. Make your own country great again. Somebody had that B-Y-O-N-G. Make your own country great. Something like that. Make your own nation great. Really, they need to do that. You know, 10 years is enough for an asylum, and you need to make your country great. And this is what we're trying to do to help all these nations. Clearly, right now, President Trump and the U.S. military are working hard to help these nations get control of the cartels and the crime in their country. And our military is working hard to help them do that. So there's no, really, there's no excuse at this point. Yeah. So anyway, so this is a big deal that they're pushing back and saying, you know, just, you can't like come in here and basically live off this nation as a welfare state. And a huge percentage, I think it was like over 60% were on welfare to come into this country and then to live off of us. And I'll tell you, I know someone who is really in needs help. This person has an illness and needs the financial assistance. She's always lived in America and she can't get the assistance. So tell me, what's that about? Only the ones, these immigrants get the assistance? That tells you right there that it's corrupt. And so this is another thing that President Trump is up against. But so thank you to the Supreme Court for ruling in favor of that. Now, the other thing is, this is President Trump talking about these last 17 months. And I wanted you to see this one too. He says that we have reclaimed our liberty. I want you to hear that too, that this is done. And so if you see things that make it look like that we don't have control, patriots are in control. We have reclaimed our liberty. Is the war over? No, the war's not over until these people are locked up, but we are clearly winning. So I just want to clarify that. So that's what war is about. This is a real war. This is not a proxy war that they've always run, where you've got this fake thing between the two people and all the little people die and get their money stolen from them. No, this is a real war to end all wars, the end of this criminal cabal.
But just like those patriots of 1776, over the past 17 months, we have taken power back from the far off political class. They're trying to gain it back, but it's not going to happen. We have reclaimed our sovereignty, regained.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got to stop it. He says that we've taken our power back from the far off political class. Who's he talking about? He's talking about the New World Order criminal cabal. He's talking about the Antichrist from the Bible. These people who feel like that they are above the hoi polloi, the regular people, and that they run the world. So check it out. I want you to hear it one more time. So listen very carefully.
Just like those patriots of 1776, over the past 17 months, we have taken power back from the far off political class. They're trying to gain it back, but it's not going to happen. We have reclaimed our sovereignty, regained our liberty, restored our prosperity, and we have saved our country. In all things, we're once again putting a thing called America first.
It's amazing. It's amazing. You know, I love how he's making it very clear for anyone who's really listening. You know, if you have to realize that, what do you mean that we've gotten this back from the far off political class? You know, we've reclaimed our sovereignty. You know, this is a really important one to share, I think, that to help people realize, hey, that he's telling everyone, if they just listen, that we had lost our sovereignty and that we now have our sovereignty back. This is what we've been fighting for, is that this far off political class had felt that they were our rulers. And we're just like the patriots of 1776, that we've taken our power back. We've taken our sovereignty back. So anyway, here, I'll just pop this one in here, sovereignty. I can spell it and see why. So yeah, so grab that one, grab that link. I think that's really such a great one to share. Definitely follow me over on Melissa Red Pill on my ex account. Yeah, so as well as all the social media, the Real Melly are on melissaredpill.com, and you can find our Real Melly. All right, so President Trump also did this. You've got to hear this. He has basically told Congress that the post office will not deliver mail-in ballots in the 2026 midterms. How about that? They're not allowed to, it's a federal agency. The federal agency is not allowed to deliver these mail-in ballots for the 2026 midterms. How about that? That is, I'm sure these judges are pushing back, but I don't think they're going to be able to stop him. You know, unfortunately, the Senate is useless for us. They're really working for the cabal, and so they're preventing the Save America Act from passing. they're standing in the way. You know, no wonder we you know, in Texas told Hornan to hit the road. You know, he's clearly bought and paid for by the criminal cabal. And so President Trump is not a, you know, I don't know if he's going to be able to get the Save America Act through there, but maybe this is the way he's going to prevent them from cheating with mail-in ballots in 2026 midterms. Because the honest truth is, if they can do this with mail-in ballots and count, you know, forever, then it's already game over before you start. It's like, why don't we just skip all the pretense, right? So that was a big move that he made. So we'll see how this all plays out. He just did this. What day was it? On the 24th, which was Wednesday. Yeah. He says this order makes sure mail-in recipients are citizens and all who say they are, on top of making mail-in voting more secure. So yeah, there you go. We'll see what happens on that. Now I want to get to talking about what you must know about our wonderful new Fed chairman. Always in the past, you've had the cabal installed Federal Reserve chairman, but now Warsh is not one of them. So that's another way that we know that we're really, really close to ending this war. And he's saying that I don't believe we have a cruel choice. What is he talking about? And I appreciate Susan Kokenda bringing this up. That in the past they've said you have to have one or the other. If you're going to have a good, you know, more jobs, then the prices are going to go up, and so we'll have to crush the wage. And it's been an awful, cruel choice. But we know that's not the truth. And she brings up a really very good point that the reality is, when, for example, when you have someone like Einstein or someone who creates electricity, okay, let's just say that, and all of a sudden that causes productivity to just skyrocket. And in so many ways, our economy should be absolutely, you know, skyrocketing because the productivity is so good because of the internet, because of so many ways that the AI, you can get so much more accomplished because of these highly intelligent people like Elon Musk, you know, these amazing people who enable all of us to be more productive, so that you can do with one person the work of 10. Our wages should go up, the prices should come down. That's really what's supposed to happen. And he believes that they've always squashed our economy so that they would always hold us back from being able to do well. And really, back in the day, years ago, you could live on one income and do well. And so the mom could stay home and take care of the children, and not everybody just working and then just still barely able to eke out a living. So anyway, I want you to hear a little bit of what he had to say.
I don't believe that we have a cruel choice. I don't share the view that was expressed a few generations ago, that Federal Reserve chairmen show up at a podium like this and say, you gotta choose. You're gonna have to decide whether you're willing to tolerate higher inflation to put more people at work. I don't believe in that. What I believe is, if we do our job, we can make strong growth, low prices, and strong employment mutually compatible.
And I agree. This is clearly what America is about. That's what capitalism is about, is that the people who are, you know, highly intelligent, highly motivated, they go and they make a better mousetrap and make jobs for so many people. And so everyone does well. You compare this to countries where you don't have those resources in the human mind, Somalia, for example, and you don't, their infrastructure is just, it's, there's nothing there because there's no one there to help to build this up and to help the means of production. President Trump even said this the other day. He says, you know, how, you know, in mind makes a huge difference. He was talking about Rubio and J.D. Vance, how they are so highly intelligent and make such a huge difference. And the same thing happens in business. and allowing for our country to be productive and wealthy. That's how America has become the wealthiest nation in the world. If we just don't have this, the Federal Reserve holding us back. And that's what I wanted you to see. That's what's so great is that we now have a Fed chairman who doesn't think like that. He's not controlled by the New World Order. He's not forced to hold us back and hold us down. This is a huge moment. It's a huge moment. Get ready, because it's just going to continue to skyrocket. They're unleashing the power of capitalism, of the American people, to use their minds to help us to be productive and to be wealthy again. That's how we will make America wealthy again. You have, allowing these people control. Oh, I've lost my thing. Let's see what happened in my video. Hang on. Okay, there I'm back. Okay. All right. So I just wanted you to see that. That is really such great, great news. I want you to see that. All right. Did you see this? In case you missed the video yesterday, I want to make sure that you heard this really amazing thing, that the Texas State Board of Education to require Bible readings in public schools. This is just the beginning. This is where we're going in the golden age. We are founded on God's word. We are founded as the America, the blessing bundle for the world. And now, thankfully, Texas is taking the lead in getting the Bible into the curriculum. It is the most widely read book of all time. And they would refuse to allow this to be read. And now, thank goodness, the State Board of Education in Texas is now requiring it, saying this is the most widely read book. Now, I tried to get this approved. And it was just like the last thing in the world that they would want to do. And now they're going to be forced to do it. There you go. And I even said that. I said, the day is coming when this is going to happen. And you might as well jump on the bandwagon now. And I for one want to be on the bandwagon that says I'm pushing for and promoting for school prayer and school Bible reading. And that's, but they were just like, nope, not doing it. All right, so that's huge. It's this curriculum goes beyond a previous law mandating one approved literary work per grade and instead requires multiple titles to be read in their entirety. Critics argue the curriculum favors Christianity and undermines the separation of church and state. Supporters contend that studying the Bible is essential for understanding Western and American history and culture. Huge kudos to the Texas State Board of Education. Yeah, so it's not going to start immediately, but it's already been approved. Very, very exciting. I want to make sure you heard that. And then our president says we're not changing our motto, not doing it.
12, that didn't work out too well, but they failed and the cause of freedom won and it continues to win. The war of survival ultimately gave America our national anthem and our Star-Spangled Banner. Many Americans know the story of Francis Scott Key writing the words of the anthem and watched the flag under attack, and he wrote those beautiful words. But what few realize is that the very same poem also inspired our national motto. The fourth verse of the song ends in these words, and this be our motto, in God we trust. In God we trust. And as you know, the Democrats want to end that. They don't want the words, in God we trust. They want to have that stricken. They go to court. They take us to court. We're never changing that. We'll fight for that. We're not changing that. In God we trust. But
we're not changing that. Thank you, President Trump. And he's saying this at the Faith and Freedom Coalition. So, so great. So everybody just let's keep pushing for the truth to be everywhere, especially in the schools. And in Texas, you can have the motto, the In God We Trust motto, in a common area. If you will simply pay for that to be the exact measurements, and it's got to be exact. But yeah, if you go to Restore American Schools, so restoreamericanschools.org, you can put the Ten Commandments in the classrooms. And you can also put the state motto, I'm sorry, the federal motto, in the common areas of the school. So just every which way that we can get the word is just another step in the right direction. Very, very exciting days that we're living in. We're back, just like what President Trump said. All right. I think that's everything. Oh, no. Yeah, okay. Yesterday, like I said, I did this video right here. It's called Trump Messages and Melissa's Special Message. I just kind of left it very vague a little bit because it's just where we are at this point. But anyway, here's my website, freedomforce.live/cancer. Okay. And so I exposing what happened with Sally and how she beat cancer. And it's gigantically important. Big Pharma does not want this to be exposed, but we've got to help people. And this was amazing. The results were quick and painless. You do not have to go through all this, you know, hell that people have been put through and then just get sick again. The big thing that Sally did was build up her immune system, not tear it down. Anyway, here's the whole protocol. And so, you know, all of this is just to make your body to detox all of the things that are harming you, to help your body do what it's intended to do. God made our body to heal. And the great thing about this protocol is that it starves the cancer. And it builds up the immune system, and it detoxes anything that is in your body that is bad, like this cancer. It removes it. It grabs it and it removes it from your body. So definitely check into that. And I just hope and pray with me that this will be used to help a lot of people, give them hope. It also shows you this man right here who was terminal. They sent him home on hospice and he used basically this protocol or something similar. And he's alive today and well, and he's helping a lot of people. And you can see this Facebook page. I have links to all of this information over on freedomforce.live/cancer. Talk about the P53 gene, hugely important. Check into it because, you know, this is how God made us to heal. You can get the links to help protect your microbiome so that you absorb all the nutrients and how you can detox. This is the same thing I've been talking about and for weeks and weeks and years. And this is how we're going to live 1,000 years. We're going to live as long as trees. We will not have our bodies breaking down in the golden age. It's the golden age of health is where we're headed. All right. Yeah. And this is where PTAC said, let's talk about the fireworks happening on 4th of July. So we're going to see. You have more than you know. Fireworks. Expect fireworks. Justice. Okay. I'm up for that. We're all up for that on the 4th of July. And thank you so much to Captain Kyle Patriot, who put this out there when President Trump said, eyes up, guardians of intelligence. And so they are, thankfully, we have all these wonderful people who are. We have no idea what their names are. We may never know their names, who are working so hard to help to restore our sovereignty. And I just thank God for them. Dear Patriot, we hear you. We hear all Americans such as yourself. The time has come to take back our great land. The time is now. Find peace. God is with us. God bless and be safe. Yeah. Rest Assured POTUS is backed by the absolute finest people alive, who are all dedicated to the eradication of evil and corruption from the U.S. and the world. Isn't that amazing? I'm just so thankful. All right, so let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that you are the King, that you are ruling this world, and you have guided us all this way. Here we are at the verge of seeing these criminals removed from us. I pray, Lord, that those dumbs, President Trump has told us that these dumbs are for the dumb dumbs, that they have really made a bad choice, and that they will be that the weight of justice will fall on them like the rocks and the hills and the mountains will fall on them, and we'll see fireworks. We're ready. And I just thank you that you are helping us to expose what's going on, what they've done, and that all the world is getting to see it. Use us, Lord, to help everyone to see this truth. I thank you that the world is being reunited. We're all united and joining together and realizing that that America is this blessed nation that have ever to grace the earth. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us this amazing blessing to live in this country, and that we have had this freedom in order to save the world, to share the truth. And even though they've tried to squash us down and keep us from getting the truth out, you have made us conquerors, more than conquerors, and that we are strong and we are still standing and that we are fighting and on right beside you. And we're going to see that our victory. I thank you, Lord, that you've given us this amazing blessing to fight right alongside you. What an honor. What an honor. I thank you for everyone on the battalion. I thank you that you have protected them and you've guided them. You've kept us together. You've kept us strong. You've used us in mighty ways. And we're just very, very thankful. I just continue to ask you to bless them and to strengthen their bodies, guide them on everything that they put in their body, Lord, protect them on everything they put in their mind, protect them from any harm at all coming to them, and just God, help them to know that you are right beside them and you will never leave our side and you will see us through to these beautiful days of the golden age. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I'm so glad we got together. I will see you on Tuesday at 6 o'clock and I'll talk to you later.
Out came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.